This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
We're about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case of loving you.
All right, guys, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC. D-A-L-I. So I guess we're thinking about spring break. I haven't been thinking about spring break, but apparently a bunch of you are. Good for you. I want you guys to take a trip. Most of us have not really been able to take a trip, you know, because we don't know what's going on with COVID. Vaccines, proof of vaccines. I mean, I'm vaccinated, but, you know, what if I don't have my card? I don't want to lose my card. I don't know. It just kind of takes the fun out of it. Masks. And so I guess, you know, this might be the first spring break that we might be able to kind of enjoy in a good couple years. I'm not planning anything. I'm done with planning trips that, you know, don't come to fruition. But another reason why I'm really not planning anything is because I think I need to be in save money mode. I know that's not exciting because we've kind of all been hunkering down, you know, the past couple years. But, wow, gas prices are jumping. You know that, gosh, I forget the location. I need to look it up because I was there at that intersection near Beverly Hills in California, where they have, like, some of the highest gas prices in the country. I think they're up to $7 a gallon now. It's getting bad. They say Americans can see gas prices rise to $5 a gallon in the coming weeks. Cost of oil continues to rise. And they say we're getting closer to seeing our first ever major city gas price average reach $5 a gallon. This is according to Patrick DeHaan, head of petroleum analysis at Gas Buddy. He tweeted this as the national average soared to $3.61, which has since spiked to $3.72. Oh, it's going to go up. We know this, you know, with the war and everything going on. Oil analysis asserted that cities that are going to be hit the hardest by surging oil prices would be California, San Francisco. San Francisco saw a jump to $4.92 a gallon. L.A. is at $4.88 a gallon. The national average as of today, $3.72 a gallon. That's according to AAA. This is up 37 cents from February and about a dollar from a year ago. Went up a buck from a year ago. The increase for the year can also be attributed, they say, to inflation and supply issues, but this is being exacerbated by now the Russian invasion. So the current spike, they say, is not going to ease soon. Apparently, DeHaan's department analyzes fuel prices for more than 150,000 gas stations in the U.S., Canada, and Australia as the conflict between Russia, one of the world's major oil producers, and Ukraine intensifies. They say for those who think this gas price spike is somehow unique, it's only the U.S. No, this is global. In fact, Europe is really going to be feeling it. The prices are expected to continue to climb as this Russian situation further advances. And even, let's say, even God willing, the Russian invasion stops today. I mean, I know it's not, but I mean, let's say, best case scenario, the invasion stops. There's so much destruction. There's so much now. There's going to be, you know, war crime punishments inflicted on them. There's going to be still sanctions against them. And we are not going to probably see the effects resolve for years. So, I mean, I'm hoping gas prices drop as we start to increase production and we start to open up, you know, things in our country, Keystone Pipeline, things like that, that we could you know, be more, I guess, or shall we say, less dependent on other countries. But, you know, what could you do to save money? I was on Amazon. I needed to get paper towel. Dang. A six roll of paper towel was about $20. I'm like, are you kidding me? Now, I mean, I could get some washcloths, you know, to clean up around the house and all that. But, I mean, man, I've sadly gone to paper towel for a lot of cleaning and a lot of things. Remember, I got cats and dogs that vomit and spit up and, you know, pee-pee house and things like that. And it, I mean, dang. But with gas, there are a few things we could do. First and foremost, I don't know if you guys have noticed, but there's a lot of rewards and these little gimmicks because these gas companies are still competing for you. And so there's discounts. I think 7-Eleven might have discounts. I don't know if I go to Chevron. I forget where I go to, but I have grocery rewards. So I'm allowed to use my grocery rewards, and it allows me to save money. And so, like the other day, I got 40 cents off a gallon. The problem with that is the price was ended up being the same because, you know, gas went up 40 cents at that station, so I didn't. But, you know, that saved some off. That was good. Another thing is really trying carpool. You know, we're you know, if you're working from home, you're saving money, which is great, and you're not driving. But if you do have to drive, see what you can do about carpooling. You know, or talk to your boss about, look, you know, can I work from home an extra day or so? Gas prices are ridiculous. They're going to be going up to $5 a gallon. And for those of us that, you know, don't live right by work, that could get pretty expensive. You know, some of our cars have econo, you know, the economy, you know, there's ways to drive that ease up on your gas. Like a big mistake I make is I gun it, then I slow it down with the brakes. I gun it, and you know, just slow it down and try to be, you know, try to hang out in the right lane. Not make sure you're still driving the speed limit, but hang out in the right lane. Don't always, you know, rest your foot off the gas pedal. I have my foot off the gas pedal the whole time. Why am I doing that? Relax it a little bit. Let the car coast. So I don't think we've taught our younger generations that as well, because I see my kids, you know, their foot's always on the gas pedal. Well, yeah, you want your foot near the gas pedal and on it, but you don't have to be necessarily pressing it the whole time. So there's a way to kind of work around that, but definitely check out the rewards that you could get if you go to a you know, certain grocery store, or if you go to a certain gas station. They have rewards, and then you know, try to carpool, because prices are going to get bad. They're going to get worse, way worse before they get better. 1-877-DOCBELLY.
Hey guys, gals, Dr. Dahlia here. How many of you have just become single and it's been years since you've dated? Well, you need to be careful out there, as there's a lot of pitfalls and scams. But there's also true love. So I recommend reading our Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. We'll give you the scoop on scammers, STDs, and what makes the best first date. Go to my website at drdahlia.com and click on the Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. That's drdahlia.com. Hey guys, Dr. Dahlia here. We love our drivers out there, and many of you are in need of renewing your CDL. Well, if you're in Southern Nevada, we've got the place for you. Your DOT physical can be done by calling 702-562-8800 and mention this ad. You'll get a discount. Easy, convenient hours to get you back on the road. So for your CDL DOT physical, call 702-562-8800 and drive safely.
No matter if supply lines are down, product deliveries are slow, and that most everything costs more these days, you still have neck and shoulder pain, right? Good news. Sunny Bay has new products that target neck and shoulder pain. Products that are in stock now, ready to ship anywhere now. Like our extra long neck heating pads. They provide soothing relief to painful sore necks and backs. You can heat them in a microwave oven, and they come in a variety of colors and patterns. And for stress relief, get our lavender scented hands-free neck wraps. Or maybe you you need one of our smaller, lower back wraps. Great for seniors. Again, there's no shipping delays from Sunny Bay. Find our new products on Amazon, Walmart, Etsy, and sunny-bay.com. Just search for Sunny Bay Neck Wraps. All our products are great for men or women, are reusable, and easy to clean. Remember, just search for Sunny Bay Neck Wraps. Order now because stock is high and shipping is fast. From Sunny Bay.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork. You know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind in paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best, deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-932-5140. 800-932-5140. 800-932-5140. That's 800-932-5140.
February is Heart Month. Every year for the month of February, to show our appreciation to Extendivite's faithful customers, we have a sale. If you would like to try Extendivite, now is the time to get a few months ahead and really give Extendivite the time to show you how it works. Most of Extendivite's long-term customers wait for this sale to stock up. People and doctors tell us about the unbelievable improvements that they have experienced in their overall health, not just the heart. Extendivite wants you to experience the power of these herbs. Get a four-month supply for only $115 for either the capsules or tincture. Please take advantage of this once-per-year sale and get healthy for life. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com or find us on Amazon.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano-colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
We are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Daniel, our producer. And big thanks to y'all for tuning in. We really do appreciate it. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, the Dr. Dahlia Show. So, we're watching minute by minute what's been happening, obviously, in the Ukraine. The Russian invasion of Ukraine has been, taking some very, very tragic and deathly tolls on citizens, civilians, on those in the military. And this brutal offense, sadly, has been making gains. I think the Ukraine has been doing amazing, in terms of staving off such a formidable force. But as I've said, time and time again, they need help, and they've been asking for help. Kiev is standing firm. They have Apparently, Russia has not been able to take the capital yet. Hopefully, it doesn't. Vladimir Putin wants to sever the country's connection to the Black and Azov Seas. And they have taken control of Kherson city in Ukraine. Local Ukrainian officials confirm that forces have taken over local government headquarters. And Kherson is a Black Sea port city of about 300,000. So, according to Daily Mail, heavy fighting is continuing throughout the country. Russian forces are pressing on multiple fronts. Tactics have switched to the escalation of bombardments of major cities, and we're seeing them reduced to rubble. The main body of the huge Russian column advancing on Kiev, interestingly, has stopped. And it stopped for a while, and there's been some kind of theories as to why. It remains 19 miles from the city center. It has been delayed by Ukrainian resistance, mechanical breakdown, congestion, but also there's a couple other reasons that they think might be going on. So there's a 40-mile-long convoy that is staying put north of Kyiv. And Ukraine is, I believe, attacking it, but not to the degree for it to stop. And Ukraine has some air capability. They've been using drones. Some of these drones have been made in Turkey, according to MSN.com. They've been using drones to destroy Russian convoys. We know the citizens have been taking, Molotov cocktails and, driving by the tanks, not this 40-mile-long one, but others, and able to light the rubber on fire and be able to disassemble some of the tanks. In fact, we're seeing Ukrainian citizens throw themselves in front of vehicles. I mean, just putting their lives on the line to stop vehicles from coming. I don't believe most of the Russian vehicles are driving over them. I think they are stopping. We are hearing a lot of Russian soldiers are, keen on the mission. Some of them have I guess left. I think one had asked to defect, even though we don't really use that term anymore. And Ukrainian citizens were giving him tea and allowed him to call his mother. And so, we are seeing this descent within the army, but Putin is a very, very evil person. And my guess is they are threatening probably any other soldiers who are even thinking about defecting, there's going to be repercussions, possibly to family, that their family, friends, etc. So I'm not sure exactly what's going on with that, but you could bet that Russia is going to try to mitigate that. So Pentagon spokesperson John Kirby said on Wednesday that the limited convoy movement could be due to Russia's forces regrouping. He gave several potential reasons for the standstill. He said, "We believe the Russians are deliberately regrouping themselves and reassessing the progress that they have not made and how to make up the lost time. They also think, they say, we believe that they have experienced logistic and sustainment challenges that we don't believe they fully anticipated, meaning maybe they're running short on fuel, running short on food, supply takers can't get to them, that kind of thing. Another concern that they think is maybe these trucks have not had routine preventative maintenance. The equipment may have been left to sit uncovered for long periods of time, so maybe a lot of the engine parts, hoses, deteriorated tires, weakened. How long was Russia preparing for this? Some of us think he's been preparing for this for years. Maybe this was a very impulsive move saying, okay, do we got, we have vehicles, we have, equipment. All right, let's, pull them out of the hangars and let's use them. And so that's also, a thought. They also believe that they're getting resistance from the Ukrainians. They say we have some indications, nothing that we can 100% verify, that the Ukrainians have indeed tried to slow down that convoy. Good, because them surrounding the city and surrounding the capital is not good. But they say there might be another issue, springtime mud. Apparently, it is mud season called Rasputitsa, and the area becomes challenging to maneuver. Armies have experienced this local obstacle in the First and Second World Wars. Yet, surprisingly, the Russians have sent the vehicles through on the same roads again. They say trucks not within that convoy are keeping to paved roads, jamming some of them as well. So, interestingly, they say the deep and widespread Ras Pitutsa bogs even the highest or even the lightest vehicles in the mud, amplified by the enormous weight of the missile system, truck infrastructure, sinking the army trucks deeper, putting enormous pressure on what may be substandard tires. The supply network for replacements appear to be also sorely challenged. So they might just be having, because you're seeing pictures of the mud, and their vehicles might just not be able to have that sort of traction or that ability to navigate through it. And so as it's winter season, as the snow and the frost is melting, it's mud season. So it could be fantastic. According to Trent Telenko, a retired Pentagon staff specialist and military history blogger, he said one of the biggest reasons for the repositioning per KCOM logistic representatives was that direct sunlight ages truck tires. The repositioning of trucks in close parking prevents a lot of the sun rotting, and cycling the CTIS keeps the tire sidewall supple, the central tire inflation systems. So they say when you leave military truck tires in one place for months on end, the sidewalls get rotted, brittle, such that low tire pressure setting for any appreciable distance will cause catastrophic flats or blowouts. So that's interesting. You're looking at this, all these military experts. Let's hear from some car experts, some truck experts, and I want to hear from you guys. If you guys, have anything to add on what's been covered with the, with this, the war, would love to hear from you. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. So, Vladimir Putin has still been in denial, saying that none of his troops are killing civilians or targeting cities. Well, then who the hell have been bombing Kyiv and these cities? I mean, we're seeing the bombs on TV. The Russian leader has also claimed his special military operation is going on time and to schedule, despite his troops missing key objectives and suffering some embarrassing defeats. Good. We want them slowed. We want them stopped. He is not assuring people that the war is going to be over soon. In fact, he has said that the Ukrainians are extreme gangsters, and he's accusing them of using civilians as human shields. So, denial, propaganda, people are saying he's losing it. There can be an element of people in power, which we spoke about, where they get paranoid, where they get greedy, and they change, and then they make a decision that we're going for broke. And so you could call it mental illness, you could call it dictator syndrome, you could call it, butthole-itis, you could call it a whole variety of things. But he is being impulsive, erratic, delusional. And so whether that's just the mode they go into when they decide to start World War III, and they do have allies, and they will draw in their allies if they need to. As you've seen, they've drawn Belarus. It's concerning and it's scary. If we were dealing with somebody logical, if we were dealing with somebody level-headed, the invasion wouldn't have happened. We asked them to not sanctions, no. And so now he has two choices. One is to retreat with his tail between his legs, which I don't think he's going to do. Or two is to double, triple, quadruple down, which sadly I think he's going to do. 1-877-DOC-DALI, don't go away.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name is Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
USA Radio News with John Hunt.
Fewer Americans have applied for unemployment benefits over the last week as jobless claims fell by 18,000 to 215,000 for the week ending February 26. In total, 1,476,000 Americans are collecting jobless aid, and the unemployment rate stands at just above 4%. President Joe Biden is now asking Congress for another $32.5 billion to assist Ukraine during Russia's attack and to help the U.S. fight COVID-19. A total of $10 million would go to help Ukraine. The administration is also seeking $22.5 billion to, as they say, restore key public health programs to help guard against future variants of the coronavirus with testing, therapeutics, and vaccines. Senate Republicans have indicated they will oppose the new COVID spending until the administration accounts for all previous funding. This is USA Radio News. Russian and Belarus Paralympians have been banned from the upcoming games. And with that story, here's USA's Lance Brock.
Russian and Belarusian athletes have been banned from the Winter Paralympic Games starting Friday. The IPC initially announced it would allow the warring nation athletes to compete with neutral flags. Criticism for its initial decision was termed a betrayal that sent the wrong message to Russia's leadership. The pushback led to the ban at the Beijing China Games.
And even higher interest rates are on the way, as Fed Chair Jerome Powell said he supports a traditional quarter point increase in the Federal Reserve's benchmark short-term interest rate rather than a larger increase at this time that some policymakers are proposing. However, Powell did open the door to a bigger hike in the event that inflation, which has reached a four-decade high, doesn't noticeably decline by the end of the year. The Fed chair also cautioned that the economic consequences of Russia's invasion of Ukraine may affect the Fed's policies. This is USA Radio News.
Eating, working, living pain-free. These are things many of us take for granted. But for many adults with disabilities who are elderly or have serious medical issues, dental care is simply unaffordable. Dental Lifeline Network is looking for dentists who can change this. DLN is asking dentists and their teams to volunteer to just see one of the many patients in need. You can literally change a life. When you volunteer with DLN's donated dental services program to C1, you treat a pre-qualified patient in your office at your convenience. We handle the details so you can focus on the care. Lack of dental care can lead to the inability to have life-saving surgery, eat, or contribute to our community. If you are a dentist or know a dentist, please share this message. Will you see one? Visit willyouseeone.org to help change one life in your community today.
Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCADALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. So we do have a lot of your questions, comments. We have some texts, so we'll get through some of those. Rianne has wrote, she, and I guess this came from last week. She says, I think the SAG Awards were in poor form, considering the war in Ukraine has started. This is interesting, and something I just want to bring up. I don't really talk too much about Oscars, Emmys, Screen Actor Guild Awards, and all that, because I don't really follow a lot of, you know, what's going on in entertainment. I watch, you know, TV, and I watch some movies, but you guys know me. I'm more into, like, the Marvel movies. You know, if Ted comes up with a sequel, I'm going to watch that, Deadpool. Peaky Blinders, I'll watch that, you know, when it comes on. Actually, Peaky Blinders just came out, so I'm going to watch that. I've watched Yellowstone, 1883. But here's the thing. There has been a lot of, I guess, you know, backlash at how when the Ukraine war started, you know, it was all about the stars and their appearance and the red carpet. Here's the thing, though. If you do remember, during World War II, even Vietnam, entertainment flourished. In fact, there might have been even a boost in terms of what was made, how cinematography was done, what sort of entertainment was done, because part of, if we are in the middle of a war, and we are, and if America gets drawn into it much more directly than we are, when you fight a war, you have to fight it on multiple fronts. And the psychology of the soldier, the psychology of the mom or the dad at home, the psychology of the voter and the citizen that, you know, has to, support a president making a decision has to be, taken into account. And so when people go, gosh, this movie was made during World War II, don't they realize it was World War II? Why would there be a comedy? Why would there be? Well, because that's what people need. You know, the news can be all about the war. And I've had the news on 24/7 until I go to sleep. I just want to know, you know, what's going on, the latest developments. But you can't do that. And the one thing you notice in terms of war is, you're not helping a war cause by you not living and you not appreciating what you have. Now, I mean, we do need to help those in Ukraine. And, you know, we've started a fundraiser online. I think the U.S. does need to do more. We're just watching people get slaughtered. And being consumed with guilt because there's a birthday in your family. And that's not going to help the cause. I mean, you know, if Americans are going to make a decision to enter this war, if this does become World War III, then it is going to have to be based on a decision with us with level heads. And why? Why are we doing it? Well, because we don't want to see Ukrainian citizens, exterminated. We don't want to see a power, you know, such as Russia, then take over every small country they can and then limit, you know, the power of NATO however you feel about this. But, you know, don't feel guilty about, you know, celebrating a birthday, enjoying. I mean, I'm going to be going to a wedding this weekend. I know people are going to be thinking to themselves, gosh, you know, why is there a wedding now? Why is there? Well, because, you know, we just got out of COVID. For 2 years, weddings were put on hold. You know, lives were put on hold. The one thing COVID taught us is don't put off tomorrow what you could do today. And, you know, that's why we have so many baby boomers. And in fact, I think a big bulge of babies, a part of that baby boomer, are kind of in the traditionalist generation where, you know, 42, 43, 44, a lot of babies born. That's when my dad and my mom were conceived. Because that's when people realize, look, you know, we're alive. And what do we do when you're alive? You live. So it's okay to live, you know, and seeing Hollywood and, you know, showing off their gowns and, you know, looking all, completely, I guess, detached from everything going on. It's not a good look. But I understand why entertainment goes on, because, you know, you can watch the news 24/7. If this goes on for months, if this goes on, you need the American public mentally sane. You have a whole bunch of anxiety, depressed people. That doesn't help you when you need to recruit, draft, or get American support. You know, and that's what I told you guys. A lot of you are sitting there, you're pacing, you're like, well, what do we do? What do we do? That's what I told you guys. There's things you could do. You know, if you don't want to donate, maybe, start collecting supplies, donate blood. Like I said, get on social media and help spread the word, you know, for the cause. help. I mean, you have to keep yourself busy and volunteer. You know, maybe the Red Cross needs volunteers. Maybe these groups, Salvation Army, and even if they can't necessarily be there in the war conflict zones, you have people to help here in America. You know, I those who couldn't serve in World War II still played a role, you know, in America. You still need soldiers. You still need volunteers. You still need people here. We have people who are sick here. You know, I'm fortunate. You know, they say, you know, guys, doctors are some of the most depressed people. They're actually not. I understand that there might be high suicide levels, you know, things like that. But most doctors I know are pretty psychologically sound. And the reason why is anytime I would start to kind of feel a little blue or in the dumps, I would do something with a charity. Whether it's Leukemia and Lymphoma Society, we do a lot for childhood cancer, or, you know, National Blood Donation Week. And man, it just cheers me up. I need to feel like I'm doing something. Otherwise, the guilt consumes me. But that doesn't necessarily mean you have to be there helping every Ukrainian citizen. There's other things that need help. And I know everybody goes, yeah, but I want to help with the war. I want to say I help with the war. I want to you helping what we need here. We have homeless people. We have veterans. We need blood in our hospitals. Donate blood. You know, there's so many things going on that if you feel like you need to do something, then you know, volunteer, help out, whether local or national or international. And your church group. You know, I'm sure there's probably, you know, a bunch of people going, look, we need to do something. Make blankets. Make clothes. Make, you know, I can't tell you where exactly you could ship things that you make. A lot of people will do a collection. They'll go, let's collect supplies. Let's collect. The problem is many of these organizations may not be able to take in the supplies. If you do end up collecting a whole bunch of supplies, and this happened during Superstorm Sandy, this happened during the hurricanes where a bunch of people collected all these items and nobody wanted them, and nobody had the money to ship them, and nobody wanted to take the shipments, you know, and then store them and distribute them, and it was, you know, they were like, look, just send us the money because we could go to Walmart. So for if you do find yourself in that predicament, then what you could do is you could hold a garage sale, hold a park sale, sell the stuff, and then take that money and then donate it to Red Cross, UNICEF, United Way, whatever. So, you know, I like I said, if the Hollywood is being Hollywood, I don't really fault them for that because that's their job. You know, it's their job. I mean, we can't stop living. COVID caused us to do that. You know, if some of you work at a strip club, go to work still if that's your job and that's what you love doing. You know, if you know, some of you guys work as a, I don't know, a food server. You know, people still need to eat. You know, so I it's going to, this war is horrible. And I feel like, you know, I need to be there. I feel like, you know, everybody needs to be there. But that then opens up a whole other slew of problems. And so, you know, they're...
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Hey guys, Dr. Dahlia here. We love our drivers out there, and many of you are in need of renewing your CDL. Well, if you're in Southern Nevada, we've got the place for you. Your DOT physical can be done by calling 702 702- 562-8800 and mention this ad. You'll get a discount. Easy, convenient hours to get you back on the road. So for your CDL DOT physical, call 702-562-8800 and drive safe. Hey guys, gals, Dr. Dahlia here. How many of you have just become single and it's been years since you've dated? Well, you need to be careful out there as there's a lot of pitfalls and scams. But there's also true love. So I recommend reading our Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. We'll give you the scoop on scammers, STDs, and what makes the best first date. Go to my website at drdahlia.com and click on the Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. That's drdahlia.com.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
The first 10 amendments to our country's Constitution were adopted in 1791. The first of these broadly protects the rights of free speech and free press. Free speech means the free and public expression of opinions without censorship, interference, and restraint by the government. 231 years later, free speech across America is under chronic and insidious attack. GCN is under attack. Your freedom is currently under siege from those who do not want you to know the truth. I'm asking our fellow broadcasters and you to rise up and help us defend our right to continue telling you the truth. Would you like to join us? If so, please consider visiting SaveGCN.com. That's SaveGCN.com. From there, you can learn more about what's happening. You may click follow, share, give, and pray. I'm Vincent Finelli.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCADALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. So Purdue Pharma, I think they have reached a deal with nine state attorney generals to pay $6 billion for their role in fueling the opioid crisis. I think the role has been debated. It's been a huge source of controversy. But this might, I guess, slowly start to bring that chapter to a close. I'm not that optimistic about it. I think we are going down a very dangerous path, and which I'll explain for some of you who are kind of new to the show. But the Sackler family is owners of Purdue Pharma. Purdue Pharma makes OxyContin. Now, OxyContin, when it came out, was supposed to be a way to manage chronic pain. We didn't want, as doctors, people popping so much Lortab and Percocet. Lortab was attached to 500 milligrams of Tylenol. And so one of my patients, who had been lying to me, you know, and she was a new patient, and I'd been like, look, you know, you've asked me for pain medicine twice. What's going on? And she's like, I take 10 Lortab a day. That is 5 grams of Tylenol. Lethal doses, what, 7 to 9 grams of Tylenol? I mean, so there was a huge push that, you know, where people were, you know, abusing these other medications that we want, that the pain industry was like, look, maybe we need something that's more long-term, potent. And so when OxyContin came out, I was too intimidated. Because that, I don't manage pain. I mean, I manage short-term pain, obviously. But, you know, in terms of if somebody needed OxyContin, that would just be on my scope, and I would refer them to a pain specialist. But sadly, people would swap their Lortab or their Percocet habit with OxyContin. Not all of them. Not all these overdose deaths, I believe, are because of that. I think a lot of them are fentanyl and heroin and illegal drugs. But in legal settings, they were able to put culpability on pharmaceutical companies. Johnson & Johnson, Purdue, multiple others. So now they have to pay $6 billion. The deal follows an earlier settlement that had been appealed by 8 states and the District of Columbia. It allows any medical centers and art or educational institutions that have their name to have it removed from their buildings. So if the Sacklers donated, if the Sacklers had done any, and I'm not saying they're the biggest saints in the world, but if they had been pillars in their community, if they had, you know, donated and helped, you know, build things for the public or whatever, they get canceled. The attorney generals agreed to sign on after the Sacklers kicked in more cash, they said, including a portion that just those jurisdictions would control, and accepted other terms, including apologizing. In exchange, the family would be protected from civil lawsuits. In all, the plan could be more than $10 billion over time. It calls for members of the Sackler family to give up control of the Stamford, Connecticut-based company so it could be turned into a new entity with profits used to fight the crisis. There's just something that doesn't sit right with all of that with me. And mind you, I do not like the idea of marketing incorrectly. I don't like the idea of saying, oh, yeah, it's not addictive, and then people get addicted. But I don't remember reps from Purdue or any of these pharmaceutical companies trying to say a narcotic wasn't addictive. I don't remember them saying that because they would have been laughed out of my office. And so when we hear that they duped doctors, what doctor would get duped? I mean, you've got to be a complete idiot to not think a extended release narcotic or a narcotic of that level would not be addictive. If you don't understand the pharmacology of narcotics, then you shouldn't graduate medical school. And you sure as hell shouldn't be prescribing them. So I'm just really confused that there would be that many doctors out there, because nurse practitioners and PAs were becoming more a bigger industry. But I, well, you know, a lot of these numbers, it wasn't 90s, it was 2000s, you know. Well, I don't know. I'm just a little... I mean, I think this is a witch hunt. I think they are being made the poster child, and I just have this very bad feeling that other pharmaceutical companies watching this are saying, all right, guys, just we're going to not do any research in pain control. Let that be for another sucker who'll later get sued. So who's going to make pain medications? Who is going to research, develop, making less addictive pain? Pain control is desperately needed by millions of Americans globally. I mean, you know, we see these suicide numbers go up. How many of these suicides were people who couldn't get their pain managed? And then, what are we doing if we are being this diligent on dissecting the role of pharmaceutical companies and squashing them so they can't make the, you know, and make the amount of pharmaceuticals for, you know, for opioids to curb the opioid crisis, then where is that same passion and diligence for the fentanyl and the heroin in the United States or coming across the border? I mean, there's people going, woohoo, yay, all right, yay, get the Sacklers, yay, get Purdue, yeah, get them. And what, I think Johnson & Johnson, I forget some of the other companies that might have made pain medications that were listed. I mean, they went after everybody. So then who's going to work on time release or patches or modes for, you know, people who have pain? I mean, thank God I don't have cancer, but for those of you that have cancer that goes to the back, that metastasizes, it's miserable. Last year, 8 states, California, Connecticut, Delaware, Maryland, Oregon, Rhode Island, Vermont, and Washington, and D.C., had refused to sign on to a settlement that was struck last year. The cash contribution, I guess, was they were going to Johnson & Johnson and three distributors, trying to see, they are mentioning the other companies, were going to, I guess, together combined, send $26 billion to every state and local governments throughout the U.S. Gosh, that sounds like extortion. You know, I think it's nice that Purdue and these other pharmacies are going, or other pharmaceutical companies are going to help, you know, spread the word and education on overdose, and, you know, maybe the money will go to Narcan, but who's working on the faucet, the running faucet of fentanyl and illegal drugs coming over the border? There's only so much our pharmaceutical companies can do. And when you break the pharmaceutical companies, who then is around to make the drugs that we need? Pfizer, Merck, Moderna, Sanofi, all right, they're working on the vaccine, the COVID vaccine. All right, and I don't really know if they do pain medications, but I, you know, who's working on pain medications? Now, some of you might say there's enough. We have OxyContin. I don't know. If the lawyers start going after anybody who wrote OxyContin or distributed them, like pharmacies, and some pharmacies have gotten sued, then no. Where are they going to be? 1-877-DOCTELLY.
No matter if supply lines are down, product deliveries are slow, and that most everything costs more these days, you still have neck and shoulder pain, right? Good news. Sunny Bay has new products that target neck and shoulder pain. Products that are in stock now, ready to ship anywhere now. Like our extra long neck heating pads. They provide soothing relief to painful sore necks and backs. You can heat them in a microwave oven, and they come in a variety of colors and patterns. And for stress relief, get our lavender scented hands-free neck wraps. Or maybe you need one of our smaller lower back wraps. Great for seniors. Again, there's no shipping delays from Sunny Bay. Find our new products on Amazon, Walmart, Etsy, and sunny-bay.com. Just search for Sunny Bay Neck Wraps. All our products are great for men or women, are reusable, and easy to clean. Remember, just search for Sunny Bay Neck Wraps. Order now because stock is high and shipping is fast from Sunny Bay.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. and I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally, and it's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.